Today's Shi'ur is Masech to Gittin Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In our previous Shi'ur, the Gemara had discussed the sugya of Mili Mimsrim L'Shliach. Can instructions be given to a Shliach? Can one Shliach give instruction to another Shliach? But the Gemara had suggested that even Rabbi Yossi, whose opinion is that mili loy mimsrim l'shliach, that one shliach cannot give over instructions that he was given to another shliach, but oimer imru, that if the case was that the person who gave the shliach instructions explicitly said to him, you could give these instructions, you could pass these instructions on further, then the halacha is that one could give, that would be acceptable. So the Gemara begins today's Shi'ur by asking the question, "Mi moider Rabbi Yosef b'Omer Imru?" Is that agreed, okay, that Rabbi Yosef agrees that Omer Imru, it's not that it's acceptable? So the Ran asked the question, how could anybody suggest that Omer Imru is not acceptable? If somebody appoints a Shliach, he doesn't have to have that appointment done in front of the Shliach. So if I give you permission, if I give the Shliach permission to appoint another Shliach, why would there be any question, asked the Ran, that it should not be acceptable? So the Ramban says that indeed, in the normal circumstances, when the Halacha speaks about Shlichus, then certainly Omer Imru would be acceptable. The reason over here why we're having a discussion, suggests Duran, it's only because it's a unique situation. It's only a unique situation because of Gittin. By Gittin, there's a din, as we've learned so extensively, Baruch Hashem and HaMasechta, the Halacha of Lishma. And the Halacha of Lishma teaches us that if you're going to ask somebody to do something, that everything that's done with the get has to be done Lishma. And therefore, when you ask somebody else to do it on your behalf, it's lacking in that lishma. For tonight, ask the Gemara. We're going to learn it in a Mishnah in Mitzvah Shem Adaf Ayin Alpha Mabez. Ksav Seifer V'Eid, that if you have a get that was written by a Seifer and one Eid signed it, it's kosher. From Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah explained, because obvious question that you have to have two Eidim. So how could you have the fact that the get was written by an individual and somebody signed and somebody else signed it and somebody else, one person signed it, that should be adequate? Mishnah speaking about not that we just have the cipher's writing, we actually have the cipher's signature with another aid. After Rabbi Yirmiyah explained that is the case that the Mishnah is speaking about, Masnisamani, so not a question of who's the town of the Mishnah, says Rav Chizr Rabbi Yosihi, the Amma Mili Le Mimsum Shliach. He says that one Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach. And therefore, to understand, nobody would ask somebody to sign a get unless he was instructed to do so. And therefore, when we have this get, the cipher is not worse than any Edom. And therefore, if the cipher signed, it must be because he was so asked to sign. But if the halacha will be that mili mimsrim l'shliach, that one shliach could give over his instruction to another shliach, maybe we need to be concerned that the husband told a shliach, asked the cipher to write the get, asked to Adam to sign the get, and instead of the shliach carrying out his instructions as he was told, he asked the cipher to sign. And the reason he did so is because he did not want to embarrass the cipher, that the cipher should feel that he was only appointed to write the get, but he wasn't considered to be an aid for the get. And in order not to embarrass the cipher, that we're not relying on him, therefore, with the cipher was asked to sign improperly. So if we're going to say, mili mimsrim l'shliach, So then we have this concern, the one shliach, that the shliach, instead of doing as instructed, asked somebody else to do it, and the person went ahead and did it. But if mili loy mimser l'shliach, so then why are we concerned if the halacha requires that he have to be appointed directly by the husband? But now makes the Gemara's point. We're going to say the Maid Rabbi Yosef Ba'ime Imru, that in a case where a husband explicitly gave the shlichim the right to point another shliach, that is okay. So nafka min acharba, the concern that we just expressed comes right back. The zimma da amru l'shnayim, we're going to have a case where a husband told two people, imru l'soifa v'yichtav, asked the soifa to write the get, u'l'ploini aploini v'yichtamu, and asked these two people who he identified to be edim, u'mshim soifa the soifa, and because the person who was given these instructions is worried about the soifa being embarrassed. Chai shimach michad mehanach tzadi. He'll only ask one of the two edim who were supposed to sign to sign the soifa ba'adayu, and he'll ask the soifa to be the other aid, which this is contrary to ba'alai amahachi. So if the case is that you have to hear it directly from the husband, so then we don't have these concerns. But now if we're saying that if it was a case of Oimer Imru, even Reb Yossi will agree that it's acceptable, so then why should this be not a concern? Answers the Gemara, Kimed Amar, since the halacha is that a get like this is kosher, that if the husband asks two people to ask somebody to take two people to be the edim and another person to be the cipher, if we find that the cipher signed kosher v'leitaskem Yisrael, it's kosher, but it shouldn't be done, and the Gemara will explain to why. So this is a case of loshchiach, and since it's loshchiach, Chazal do not make gzeris by situation that a milsav loshchiach. Tosfos asked the question that when you ask edim to sign, when you ask somebody to sign the get, why is this not considered Eid Mipi'eid? So Tosfos explains that the case of Eid Mipi'eid is only when you have people who are coming to testify. In a case that you ask Eidim to testify, they have to have their own independent knowledge. Here, we're not asking the Eidim to do their own, to say Eidus. They're only coming to sign on a get. Eidim who are signing a get, and I saw the Ramban explains that when we think in Halacha about Eidus, there are two types of Eidus. One case of Eidus in Halacha is a case where Eidim are testifying to what they saw. In a case where Eidim are testifying to what they saw, they have to have independent knowledge of what they saw, and we can't have them repeating what they heard. But in a case where Eidim, like a get, or a Kedushin, but I don't know what the relevant case would be with Kedushin, where the Eidim are serving a different purpose. The purpose of the Eidim is to make the get into a get. There, the instruction doesn't have to come directly from the person who's a party. That's not considered Eid Mipi'eid. But ask the Gemara that if Reb Yossi holds that Omer Imru is acceptable, the Leichush, why do we need to be concerned? Dimalai Beitrei, maybe he explicitly told to Eidim, Imru L'Soifa V'Yachtev, ask the Soifa to write the get, V'atem Chasoimu, and you should be the ones to sign the get. So in that case, the Eidim were given very clear instructions. Vaz Lahanach, and these two Eidim, Shum Ksufa the Soifer, because they felt bad for the Soifer, they is going to be embarrassed that he wasn't asked to be an aid. Umachtalei the Soifer B'chad Menayu, one of them gives up his position of being the one to sign the get, and he asked the Soifer to do it. Ubaalai Amahachi. Here, it's a clear violation of what the husband asked. The husband expressly asked one person to be the aid, and now another person became the aid. How would that be kosher? Amri, says the Gemara, even in such a case, hai nami kosher loitasuhu. Even in this case, we don't have to be worried. Says the Gemara, hanicha, according to the man d'omer kosher loitasa, that this should not be done. and sefer it's not shchiach, so we don't have to worry about it. Elamanda makoshev atasa, that it may be done. So if it may be done, ma'alek meimer, why should we not be concerned that it was done? Says the Gemara, the way we have to understand. Rabbi Yossi tarti amar. Rabbi Yossi holds two halachas. Number one, Rabbi Yossi holds that mili lemimser shliach, that one shliach cannot appoint another shliach. The other halacha Rabbi Yossi holds is that Omer Imru is also not acceptable. And therefore, if we're going to follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, when we have the cipher signed on the get, we know that he got direct instruction. But Shmuel Sovale Kavasei Bechada, he agrees with Rabbi Yossi as far as the halacha of but he doesn't agree with Imru. Says the Gemara, and Gufa, Amr Shmuel, Amr Rav, Halach Rabbi Yossi, the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, Dama Mili Lemimsur Shliach. Says the Gemara, Amr Fun Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. So Shimon Bar Rebbe asked his father, Rebbe, Machasher Meya Vachanina, Ishoina Chokin Rabbi Yossi, they disagree and they hold that if somebody said to three people that you should be the bezin to arrange my get, then that bezin has the right to do whatever they need to do and they can appoint other shlichim. My Rabbi Halach Rabbi Yossi, why did Rabbi say that Halach Rabbi Yossi? If you have Rameya and Chanina Ishoina not holding that way, Amalai, so Rabbi said to his son of Shimon, Shtoik bin Ishtoik, please be quiet. Larisa Rabbi Yossi, you never had the privilege of seeing Rabbi Yossi. Had you seen Rav Yossi, you would understand that whatever he said, he has a good explanation for what he said, and therefore the halacha is like him. The Tanya says the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda, Hayimayna Shvachim Shal Chachamim. He used to mention all of the Shvach, all of the praises of other people. So the Prima Gadim says that you're never allowed to speak about the shvach of a person, even in front of people who are his friends, because by coming to speak about his praise, you may come to speak about negative things. So how was Isi ben Yehuda allowed to do this? So the Prima Gadim says that he didn't say this publicly. He only said this privately. And therefore, since he said it privately, it was acceptable. He says about Rameyer, he says Rameyer is a chacham v'soifa. Sein Yaakov says that we learned in the end of Masechta Soita Shemes Rebbe Batlam Moshe Mishalom that Rameyer had the ability to give wonderful parables, and therefore he was a person that people could learn from. And therefore, when he passed away, we lost that. Another point that the Ben Yoyada means that he was saying a very interesting fact about Rameya. Usually, a person who's very smart doesn't have a great memory. His strength is in his logic, not in his memory. He says that Rameya had two different characteristics that usually don't travel together. On one hand, he was a big Lamdan, but on the other hand, even though he was a great Lamdan, he was also, he had a wonderful memory and remembered everything that he learned. I saw that the Michas Elazar was once asked by a community that wanted to appoint a shoychet, and they asked that they have two different candidates. One is a person of great Yirush Shemayim, and the other person is a person who's a greater shaykhit. And he asked, which is the person that should they pick? So he said that our Gemara speaks about all of the different characteristics of different Talmid Chachamim. And one of the things said about Rameyer is that Rameyer was a Chacham v'Sofer. So he explained that Rameyer says, the Gemara says that Ramey said about himself, Lav Levarani, that he was a cipher. So he says that the first thing a person has to have is he should be excellent in whatever trade he has. So he said, saying about Rameyer that Rameyer is a is a wonderful Talmud Chacham, is great. But for a Sofer, he has to know how to be a Sofer. And the same thing is said, the first thing that a Shoichet has to be, is there has to be a good Shoichet. And then we could talk about other Milas as well. Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Chacham L'Chashiyirtza. He said that Rabbi Yehuda, so Rashi explains, that what he was saying is that when he puts his mind to it, he will say very smart things. So the Mashah asks, that's not really much of a compliment. So therefore, the Mashah quotes the Aruch that the Gemara says in many different places, Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh Medabrim. He was always the first speaker. The Maritz Chayis has a different pshat. He says that there are different, that people, Talmid HaChachamim, many people are Talmid HaChachamim, but they're not able at all times to be Mechadish Chedusha Torah. They have different times. Sometimes they're stronger, and sometimes they're weaker. Says the Maritz Chayis, what he meant was Chacham Shiyirtza, that whenever he wants to learn, there was nothing that could stop him from learning them, from interrupting his learning. The Ilan Yaakov has a different approach. He was speaking about Rabbi Yehuda before he was appointed to the position of Rabbonus. So he says, an interesting pshat, he says, a Rav has to give a drasha, he has the obligation to give a drasha whenever the time to give a drasha comes. And even if he doesn't have something wonderful prepared, he's going to have to say whatever he has to say because he cannot do his job and give the drasha. Rabbi Yehuda did not have a specific time when he had to say a drasha. He didn't have that obligation. And since he didn't have that obligation, he only spoke when he had something to say that was worthwhile to say. And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained, because Rabbi Yehuda was independently wealthy. Since Rabbi Yehuda was independently wealthy, he didn't have to take a job. So he only spoke when he wanted to speak, and therefore everything he said was a very high caliber. Rav Tarfon Gal Shagoyzim. Rav Tarfon can be compared to a stack of walnuts. Just like when you take out a stack of walnuts, they all fall down. When Rav Tarfon Talmud asked him a question, he was able always to answer, and he was able to answer from all sorts of different places in Shas. He had answer. He had rayas. Rav Shmuel is compared to Chanus Mizuyanis. That's a store that always has what you need. Rav Shmuel was always available always available to have a good answer. The Ben Yehuda says that he was a wine store. Just like there's a variety of different types of wine, Rabbi Shmuel was able to deal with all different types of questions. Rabbi Kiva Oitzabolim. Rabbi Kiva was, you have a warehouse, and a warehouse has different rooms for different things. Rabbi Kiva amassed a tremendous amount of learning, and after he amassed that learning, he took that learning and organized it properly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is compared to Kupas Reuchlin. Just like when a peddler comes to town, they ask him about different types of varieties does he have. Here too, in every different area of halacha that he was asked the question, he was able to answer. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah is Kupa Shab Samim. He even had more varieties than, he had even more variety than Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Mishtas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, when we speak about Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's learning, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's learning is Kavanaki. And the Gemara often discusses Rabbi Lezer's learning as Kavanaki. The Rosh explains that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. Kav is the gematria of 102 places. And that's the Rabbi Lezer's Kavanaki. You don't find him cited that often, but all 102 places that he cited, that is the halacha. The Ran says that the halacha indeed is like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, but that's only when it's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov against one other Tana, but not neged Rabbim. If there's a rabbim, if there are more people disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then the halacha doesn't follow his opinion. Tosfos says that if, even though normally the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that doesn't mean, says Tosfos, that we're obligated to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. And if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion doesn't seem to be correct, we don't have to follow it. Kesef Mishnah says that we only follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov when his opinion is mentioned in a Mishnah, but not when it's in a Braisa. Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin actually disagrees, and Tosfos says that the halacha is that, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not only when his opinion is in a Mishnah, but also in a Braisa. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, beginning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, speaks about how a person always has to speak in a refined manner. The point being that the Torah, when it speaks about non-kosher animals, doesn't say Tamei in Parashas Noach. It says Behema Asha'ena Tahira. To teach us that even though the halacha normally is the one should speak B'loshin Ketzara in a concise manner, speaking in a refined manner takes precedence over speaking in a concise manner. When we speak about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he had the ability, not only kav, that he spoke in a concise manner, but naki. Sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice for having a concise manner. You're going to have to sacrifice that you don't speak so nicely. What we're learning here is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did not have to be concerned about that. And he was able to speak even in a concise manner, and yet naki in a very refined manner. Rav Shimon, and we first Rav Shimon Yechai, Toichen Harbe, learned much, or Maitzi Kima. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Tana, Mashkech Kima. He only forgot very little of his learning. Or Mashkech Maitzi, what he forgot, Ena Maitzi El Subin. What he forgot was only things, Divrei Torah, that weren't significant. The Kenam Rav Shimon Tamidav, Bonai, Shunu Medoisei, learn from me, Shemedoisei Trumas, what I learned is more than Rabbi Akiva, because what I've done with my learning, he said, is that I review it until I make sure that everything I say is 100% accurate. Gufa. She says the Gemara Amul Shnayim, going back to what we discussed earlier in our share. If a husband said to two people, Imru L'Saif of the Yichtev, ask a cipher to write the get, and ask these two people to sign the get. Since it's Oimru Imru, so even if we're having a discussion about Mili Mimsrum L'Shliach, can you give instructions from one Shliach to another Shliach? This is not a problem because it's Imru Oimru, where we gave the people who we asked permission to appoint other people. However, the Loitas Zois B'Yisrael, it should not be done. Amalei Ula Rav Nachman, Vamalei Rav Nachman Ula, Ma'achad the Kosher, if we were saying that if it's a case of Imru Oimer, Imru, that you're allowed to say it, Oimer Imru, that you're allowed to, that you told the people you appointed that they could pass this on, Amalei Tassas Ois B'Yisrael, so what's wrong with this? Amalei, says the Gemara, with Shin Hashem Taske Edim, that the wife will ask Edim to tell the cipher that they were asked by the husband to write the get and to sign the get. And in order to avoid that type of a situation, the only people should be involved in writing and signing the get are people who were so directed by the husband himself. Ask the Gemara Micha Shinan, is there room for such a concern? But Tanya, Edom Achsud Mel Stei Mekach, if we have Edom that are signed on a document of sale of a property, or get isha, or signed on a get isha, like Chazal were not concerned that the Edom were hired by the wrong party. Answers the Gemara, Masloi Avdi, to go sign a shtar falsely on behalf of someone else, we're not concerned. But here we're not speaking about a case where that they themselves did it. They're telling someone else, they're giving improper instruction. For that type of a concern, that somebody to make that type of a false instruction, Chazal weren't concerned about. We learned Ask the Gemara, Amar l'shnayim, Imru l'soif v'yichtu. If he told two people, you asked the soif to write the get, v'atem chasoimu. You might be the ones to sign the get. So since they have to sign the get, we're not concerned that they're going to sign improperly, but we have to be concerned that the get will be signed by somebody else. Chizam a kosher, it's kosher, even though there's no concern here that false edim are being signed, v'lo tasa. The halacha is that one should not do so, because if we're going to allow this case, we're worried about the previous case where they're going to be instructed to tell other edim, and that we just said is not good. Rabbi Bachana Makash v'tasa. Rav Nachman Makash v'lo tasa. Rav Shesha Makash v'tasa. Rav Makash v'lo tasa. Rav Yosef Makash v'tasa. V'ked apichlu. Some reverse the opinion of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. We learned in our Mishnah, Imu l'asara kisva get, if somebody told 10 people, write the get, one writes and two sign. Tana Rabbanan, so says the Brice, Imu l'asara, if somebody said to 10 people, kisva get v'tenu lishti, write a get and give it to my wife, echet kaiso yidei kulam. One could be the one to write on behalf of all of them. Because since the husband did not expressly tell them that you all should write, so he obviously meant that only one of you has to write. But if the husband was explicit in saying, Kulchem k'soivu, I want all of you to participate in the writing of the get, then the halacha is echad kaisiv. You could have only one person to write the get, but even though you only have one person to write the get, he has to write it b'mamet kulam. In the presence, he has to write it in the presence of everyone else. If somebody said to 10 people, lichu get lishti, take this get to my wife, so then again, the halacha is echad moilech aydei kulam. One person could be the one to take it on behalf of all of them. But if the husband said, kulam chalichu, I want all of you to take the get, then the halach is echad moilech, one of them takes the get, but mamet kulam, it has to be that all of them are there. So the tzais asks a question. In a case where he didn't expressly say that all of them have to take it, and therefore only one takes it, only one writes it, why is this not considered a situation of breira, that throughout Shas, that we don't rely on breira? Says the tzais that this is not considered a case of breira. Breira means it's retroactive designation that he's the person that the husband meant, and it's not necessarily that we never rely on breira. Says the Chazon Ish, what this means, this is a case of shlichus. The husband was saying to them that one of you should be my shliach. Since he said one of you should be my shliach, it doesn't make a difference who is going to be that person. Rav Huna Amar Ibailu, Mano Isam. If he didn't say to the 10 people Kolchem, but he mentioned every one of their names, Mahu, is the fact that he mentioned all of them names that he means each one of you needs to participate, or it doesn't make a difference that he mentioned their name. Rav Huna Mana Enika Kolchem, and therefore, even if he mentioned all of the names, it's enough that one of them should do. Rav Yochanan Mishmar Rav Elazar, the Minroima, Amar Mana Reikul Kolchem, and they all must participate. Amar Papa V'loy Pligi. There really is no machloikus, says Rav Papa, between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Hada Mana Kula, if he mentioned all of their names, V'hada Mana Mitzisayu, that he did mention some of the names. So the Gemara Papa is making a differentiation if all of the names were mentioned or some of the names were mentioned. But the Gemara doesn't say in which case is what the halacha. Amar Leil Haigisa, says the Gemara, some explain it this way and some explain it this way. Some say that when all of the names were mentioned, it's clear that he meant that all of them should participate. But if he didn't mention all of their names, so therefore you don't have to have all of them participate. And some say just the opposite. When he mentioned all of the names, so he should have said kulchem. And if he didn't say kulchem, it means he doesn't need all of them to participate. But when he said only some of the names, it's like he said kulchem, they all have to participate. Says the Gemara, Iskar Rabbi Yehuda Begita the Kulchem. Rabbi Yehuda said, when a husband says that Kulchem, that the halacha is that since he might have meant all of them, that the halacha is Ksuvik Oy Kulchem Oy Kol Chad V'chem. That means he have to, in such a case that he has to say, Suvu oy kulchem akol chad b'chad b'chem. He has to be very clear in his instruction. Chasum akolchem akol trei minchem. Avila oy kulchem or carry all of you akol chad b'chad minchem. In other words, because it's these wordings are so unclear, he instructed that we need to have real clarity. Amar Rava, Zimna de Gazel de Buri. Sometimes a husband doesn't express what he means. Vama kulchem. He says kulchem v'loim akol chad minchem. And he didn't finish saying, I want everyone to participate. Vaslav Sule. And then if he doesn't express himself properly, people are going to say he must have meant all of them. And if all of them did not participate, the guests must be possible. But maybe it's not possible. Elam Rava Ksuva. What we have to write in the get Ksuva Kolchad Me'inchem. He has to say explicitly, every one of you could be fine. Ksuva Kol Troy Me'inchem. Avil Kolchad Me'inchem. We only will accept the get where it's clear that the husband did not intend that all of them have to participate. When there's any lack of clarity, we would not accept such a get. Hanu l'chaima, hanu l'chaima, hanu l'chaima. Says the Mishnah, Misha Achso Kodaikis. Kodaikis is a type of an illness that's caused by a person who drinks too much wine, fresh wine, that didn't ferment. And there's a certain shed that takes effect over that person. And somebody who's afflicted with that, Vama Kisru, and he says, while he's being afflicted, Kisru Getlish, the writer gets for my wife, Layama Klum. Because such a person is not in the proper state of mind, and therefore, if he's not in the proper state of mind, as we've learned so many times, a get not written by the husband in the proper state of mind is not a valid get. Imama Kisru Getlishti. However, if he said, well, the get for my wife, when he was in the proper frame of mind. Vachsu kudaisu. Before they had the opportunity to write the get, he was afflicted with this disease. V'chazva amaloy tchtvenu. And then while he's suffering, he said, don't write the get for my wife. And then, says the Mishnah, ain't dvarim klum. What he said is not considered meaningful, because since it was said when he was under the effects of this ailment, then it's not considered a valid get. There is a very serious discussion amongst the Rishonim if he gave the instructions while he was healthy and then he became ill. Do we have to wait till he gets well to actually fulfill what he said, or can we fulfill it already now? Nishtatik. If a person became unable to speak because of a disease, Vamraloi, but we know he wants to divorce his wife. So we say to him, Nichtav get l'ishtachap, should we write a get on behalf of your wife? V'hirkin b'roisha, and he shook his head, yes. V'hirkin oisa shlosha pamim, we ask him three times the questions where the answer of yes is the appropriate answer, and he nods his head in agreement. Three times questions where the proper answer is no, and he shakes his head. And if he says, and if he reacts properly, Ama lav lav, val hain, so that's an indication that this is what he wants, and therefore the halacha is, one can give the get based on this type of instruction. Ask the Gemara, my kudaikus, what exactly is kudaikus? Ama Shmuel, the nachsei chamer charata de metzarta, somebody who takes wine when it was freshly squeezed from the wine press. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so why does the Mishnah clearly indicate it? Mishnashka Yain Chadus, somebody who was affected, it was because of drinking this kind of wine. Answer the Gemara, Hakamashmalon, the Mishnah wants to teach us the Harucha, the shed that affects the person who drank that type of wine, Kudai Kishma. Says the Malamayin Afkamina, why do we have to know what that disease is called? Says the Gemara Lekameya. They used to write a Kameya to chase away the shed, but you have to know which Kameya is the what kind of kameh to write. Says the Gemara, Maya Susei. Says the Gemara, what is the refuah for such a person? So the question is that we just said that we write a kameh for such a person. So the Yavetz Express says the kameh only helps that the disease should not get worse. But it doesn't help that it should be completely healed. Others say that it will help. But of course, anybody who's chas v'shalom sick wants to speed up the recovery. So the Gemara's question is, what else can you do besides writing the kameh? So it says the Gemara, what you should do is take bisra, sumka, gumri, take red meat and roast it over coals, v'chamer maka, and you should drink wine that was diluted with a lot of water. So our Gemara is going to discuss, and this is an important discussion as we get into the sugya, different remedies for different diseases. And the Masha asks a question. The Gemara Masech the Bracha says that Chizkiyo HaMelech said about himself, "V'atoybei nechasisi, I did what was good in your eyes." And what does the Gemara say meant? That Chizkiyo, there was in his time a book that had the refuahs for different ailments, and he put it away. So if that's the case, why is this the right thing that the Gemara mentions? Says the Mashah that in those times there was Chizkiyahu had a concern that there were people that only relied on the doctor, only relied on the book, and didn't have any betachin. In such a time, the safe for a fool should be put away. But if you don't live in a time that people are of that type, you live in a time that people recognize that the refuah really it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no reason to have to put away the sefer refuah. Says the Gemara, Amr Abaya, Amr Li Aim. And we often have in Shas that Abaya says Amr Li Aim, that Abaya was a Yosem from when he was born. In fact, the name Abaya represents Asher B'cho Yeruchem Yosem. And he had an aim, he had a nurse who raised him. So when he speaks about Amr Li Aim, he's speaking about that woman. L'shim Shabbas Yoyma, somebody who got affected by heat one day, Kuz of the Maya, he should drink a Kuz of Maya's amount of water. Bas Trey Yume, if he was affected by the sun of 2 days, Sikure, he should have bloodletting. Bas Tlosu Yomi, if he was affected by the heat for 3 days, Bisra Sumka, he should take red meat, lean meat, agurmi, and roasted over coals. V'chamra marka, and drink wine that was heavily diluted with water. V'shimsha tikta, that somebody has fever for many days. Laisa tonagla ochsmi, should bring a black chicken. V'likra shesivari, cut it vertically and horizontally. V'gachla mitziya dereshoi, and we should shave the middle of the head of the person who's not well. You should put the chicken on that spot, ad misrach, until the blood of the chicken sticks to the skull of the person. And afterwards, the sick person should go into water till his neck, ad the cholish alme, until he becomes very weak. And then he should leave the water and sit down. If he can't do this, he can't find the chicken, or it's difficult for him to do this, lechel karti, he should eat karti, a type of a vegetable. V'linchas v'lechel v'mayim, at savar, he should go into water till his neck. Ad d'chalsh amalavei, until again he gets very weak. V'limiv v'leisiv v'leisiv, and then he should go out and sit down. L'shimashay, somebody who is affected by fever. Bosa simka gumri, take red lean meat on coals. V'cham remarka, and diluted wine. L'talga, if somebody got sick, he has a cold, he got sick because of the snow, bistra shmeina gumri, he should take fatty meat and roast it over coals, v'cham rechaya, wine that wasn't diluted. Rav Chama Chasida ka metzar lebei reish galusa. Rav Chama Chasida, when the people of the home of Reish Galusa, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, would bother him, have a magna le'atalga, he would they would put him into the snow. L'macha amrlei, my nichle l'mad leisalei. They would say to Rav Amram, what do you want us to bring you? Omar, Amri, he said to himself, these people obviously are looking to bother me. So he said, call the man Elihu, whatever I say, meipach apchi, they're going to bring me just the opposite. Amlu bisr sumka agumri, bring me lean meat, lean red meat, roasted on coals, v'chamer marka. And they brought him, isolate in a bisra shmeina, they brought him fatty meat, agumri, v'chamer chaya. But that was really what he wanted. So the questions, of course, are that how did they act towards Rav Amram that way? So the Ben Yoyada says it wasn't that they deliberately wanted to harm him. They just put him in a room that was either very cold or very humid, and that's why he got sick. And the other question that Ben Yoyada says, how was Rav Amram allowed to say something that wasn't true? So he answered, they just asked him, what do you want? And since he didn't, what do you want? And there are other times he's going to want this kind of meat and wine than he was able. So, but others say that if you see that the only way you're going to get what you need is by saying it this way, it's not considered lying. Shama Yalta. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, and she was the daughter of the Nasi. And what happened to Rav Amram? So he said that he should be taken to the bathhouse. Put him into the bath. Until the water on the bathhouse should turn red because of all the meat that he ate. The koi bisri pshite pshite, and there were spots on his body from all this meat and all this heat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef asked Burchaya, when he had a cold, he was cold, he used to work with the rechai, with the grinding, which would cause them to sweat and become hot. Rav Sheshes Iksib Kshure, he would carry heavy beams. Oyma Gedoyla Melocha, when somebody works hard, Mechames Esbalea, it warms up the person who does it, and that's how the person, Baruch Hashem, will get healthy.